Good morning, guys. We start off with the University of South Dakota women's basketball team as they'll make their first ever appearance in the NCAA Sweet 16 this Saturday. The Yotes got to the game with a 61-47 win over Baylor in the round of 32, and USD coach Dawn Plitzewhite talks about what she took away about her team after that game.
Walking back into the locker room and seeing some of our players who were just absolutely gassed. You know, and to know that what it took out of them, what they gave to have a chance to compete on a national stage against one of the powerhouses in women's basketball, I think just documented to me what it really, really takes. And our players gave everything that they had. And so that was pretty fun to see.
Plitzewhite says this run by the Coyotes is something special, not only for the university, but for the entire state of South Dakota.
But I think it's just been neat to see how many people around the state and honestly even around the country have started to really take notice, certainly our USD fans, but also others around the country who are taking notice of our team and our program. And I believe that our fans are going to travel well down to Wichita. You know, it's certainly a drivable game for our fans. And from what I've heard, we're selling some tickets, so that should be really a whole lot of fun.
Plitzewhite gives her thoughts on the Coyote Sweet 16 opponent in Michigan.
You know, obviously watching their game on Monday night, you know, you realize how athletic they are, how tough they are. You know, they really could have been the Big Ten champions as well. They can really rebound, they can really shoot it, they can score fast, they can go inside out. You know, and Naz Hillman is just a really, really special player, but she also is surrounded by some other really good players as well. So a very complete team, team that, you know, has been at this point in time before in their careers last year. So team that's experienced at the same time.
The game tips off 5:30 p.m. in Wichita, Kansas on Saturday and will be broadcast on ESPN2. Last night, the South Dakota State women rolled past Drake in the third round of the WNIT at Frost Arena, 84-66, and SDSU set a program record against a Division I program in that game with 20 steals against Drake. Maya Sellin led the way for the Jacks with 21 points, and SDSU moves on to the Elite Eight on Sunday to face Alabama, and they'll face them in New York City. The Black Hills State men saw their run in the Division II NCAA tournament come to an end on Thursday with a loss to Northwest Missouri State in the Final Four, 70-57. The Yellow Jackets came in as a number 8 seed in their first ever tournament bid to the program. SDSU sophomore Baylor Shireman announced on Twitter yesterday that he is declaring for the NBA draft. Shireman averaged 16.2 points, 7.8 rebounds, and 4.5 assists for the Jacks this year. He'll reportedly not hire an agent, which will leave the door open for him to return to SDSU if he chooses. And finally, playing in Madison on Thursday, Dakota Wesleyan and Dakota State softball split a doubleheader. Dakota State won the first game 9-7, and then Dakota Wesleyan took game 2 in extra innings 9-8, winning that in the 8th inning. Tiger softball's back at it on Saturday with a doubleheader against College of St. Mary in Omaha. Game 1 will start at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And that's your first look at sports, guys. Next hour, we will take a look at All-State for classes A, B, and AA on the girls' side in South Dakota high school ball. I'm Jake Hibbard, sports director for KMIT.